Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Monday, November the 7th, 2016. Today we are going to be finishing up the book of Yahshua, that is Joshua, with chapters 23 and 24, and that will end that first book of the prophets. And tomorrow, on Tuesday, we will be getting into the book of Judges. So let's get into this wonderful chapter here, chapter 23. This is where Yahshua gives his command to the people, because he's about to go. He's going to pass away. And on verse 1 of chapter 23, you can reference the book of Jasher, that is Yashar, the book of the upright, chapter 90, verse 33. It came to pass many of days after that Yahweh had given rest to Israel from all their hated enemies around them, that Yahshua became old, 2204, and came into, 935, the days, 3117. Like everybody else, he grew old after all that excitement. Verse 2. And Yahshua called all Israel, their elders, 2205, their leaders, 7218, their judges, 8199, and their officials, 7860, and said to them, I am old and come into the days. You have seen all that Yahweh, your Elohim, has done to all these nations. He's speaking of all the ites that they wiped out over the years. From your presence, their very presence caused a lot of this. Because Yahweh, your Elohim, he has fought for you. Okay, well, he's going to fight for us again. For those that are of the remnant, for those that have repented and come back to him. Verse 4, behold, I have apportioned by lot, 5307, that's literally to cause the fall, these nations that remain, 7604, as an inheritance for your tribes from the Jordan, that's the Jordan River, with all the nations that I have cut off, 3772, to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun. That is westward, okay? That would be the great Mediterranean Sea. Verse 5. Yahweh, your Elohim, he shall drive them out, 1920, from before you, and dispossess them from before you, and you shall possess their land as Yahweh your Elohim has promised to you. Verse 6. Be very courageous, 2388, in keeping and doing all that is written in the scroll of the teaching of Moshe, that's the Torah of Moshe, that you turn, 5493, not aside, 5493, turn not aside, from it to the right hand, 3225, or the left, 8040. Verse 7, he admonishes them this. This is the long-standing rule. Verse 7, and come not among these nations, these that remain among you. Do not mention, 2142, the name, 8034, of their Elohim, that's their false gods, nor swear, 7650, by them, nor serve them, 5647, nor bow down, 7812, to them. Verse 8, but join to, 1692, Yahweh your Elohim, as you have done this day. Verse 9. Yahweh has driven out, in other words, dispossessed, 3423, from before you great nations of strength. But you, no man could stand before you this day. Now remember this verse, verse 10. And you can reference verse 10 on part A on Deuteronomy 32, verse 30. And part B, Deuteronomy 3, verse 22. One man from among you shall chase, 7291, a 1,505, because Yahweh your Elohim, he fights for you as he has promised you. When the remnant sees Yeshua come back, okay, that's us, and our Messiah comes back, he will fight for those that are faithful to him. It says so, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Our Redeemer's coming for us. Those of us that have the faith and believe and keep the faith and are obedient. Don't lose heart, brothers and sisters. Verse 11. Take great heed for yourselves to love Yahweh your Elohim. Verse 12. Because if you turn back and join with the remnant, 3499, of these nations, these that remain among you, and make marriages, 2859, with them, and go in unto them, 935, and they to you, know surely that Yahweh your Elohim will no more dispossess these nations from before you, but they shall be snares, 6341, and lures, 4170, to you, and scourges, 7850, in your sides, 6654, and thorns, 6975, in your eyes, 5869, until you perish, that's 6, from upon this good land which Yahweh your Elohim has given you. Now, what have we done to get put into dispersion? And are not the remnants of those nations a scourge upon us today? That's why Yahshua is the first book of the prophets. He's telling us what's coming. And here we are today in 2016. This is pre-election here on the 7th. Tomorrow's election day, and we get either shrillery or the slump. Both of them controlled by the enemy, the hidden puppet masters. And the powers that be will continue to get worse, regardless of who gets elected. We all know this. This lesser of two evils business has been going on for a long time, and we keep going downhill, do we not? The only one that we can trust, the only one that we can have faith in, is Yeshua Messiah and our Heavenly Father Yahweh to extend His protection if we love Him with all our hearts. So, y'all have to choose individually. I can't force it on you. But a word of advice from an old man that's seen a lot. Okay. Verse 14 of chapter 23. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the land. In other words, he's going to die. And you know in all your hearts and all your souls, 5315, that's nephesh, that's your inner being, that not one thing has failed, 5307, again, that's fallen, of all the good things of which Yahweh your Elohim spoke concerning you, all have come to you. Not one thing has failed from it. Verse 15. It shall be, as all good things are come upon you, which Yahweh your Elohim promised you, so shall Yahweh bring upon you all harmful, 7451, things, until he destroys you from upon this good land which Yahweh your Elohim has given you. Let's stop right there. It happened. We are no longer there. We are in dispersion, in punishment. We were taken into captivity several times, given a chance to repent several times. We can't go back and fix that. But we can fix what we're going to do for the future by being obedient now. Think on that. We can't fix the past. But we can, it's in our power, to change our future. Mull that over in your mind. What am I going to do to get right with Yahweh? On a personal level. That's what I want you to think on. Verse 16. When you have transgressed the covenant of Yahweh, your Elohim, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other Elohim and bowed down to them, then shall the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from upon the good land which he has given you. All right, let's discuss this. This was founded, that this country, America, where I'm living, was founded as a Christian nation. Our laws then were biblically based laws. They are no longer today. We've allowed foreign gods into our land. We have mingled our holy seed line with alien races. We allow abortion and sodomy. We use the Babylonian money system. We allow the Sabbath to be profaned and allow the day to be changed to the Sunday by paganized churches. The calendar we used has the name of pagan gods for the days of the week. Let's stop right there. Sunday, Moon's Day, Taya's Day, Woden's Day, Thor's Day, Freya's Day, Saturn's Day. Oops. We observe pagan holy days such as Yule, Christ's Mass, and Ishtar Sunday instead of Passover. Our churches have phallic symbol obelisks on the top. Those are called steeples, but they're a sun pillar. Now we're in deep financial trouble because of usury and those of the devil that own the banking system. And we participate in war for profit in foreign lands to benefit multinational corporations. Well, I got news for you. Only the keepers of the Sabbath and the Torah law will be the remnant of Israel that Yeshua Messiah came to redeem as kinsman redeemer. He's not going to redeem those that haven't repented and come back to Yahweh. He's not going to come for anyone else but true Israel, because he clearly stated that he came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So your universalistic paganized churches have been lying to you for quite some time. What are you going to do about it as an individual? That is the question. Are you going to remain within them? Are you going to keep worshiping in their manner and believing their lies that they're giving you from the pulpit? Are you going to sit there with the homosexuals and the mixed race couples? Are you going to teach your children to celebrate Christmas and Easter? What are you going to do, Israelite? There's a lot of us out here that listen to my shows that have already done it. They have already made their decision. I want you, the ones that have not made that decision, to make it. I want you to get off the fence on the side of Yahweh willingly, because if you don't do it willingly, it's only lip service and it's fake. I can't yell and scream at you and beat you over the head with the Bible and make you obey. I cannot do that. There's only one type of control, and that is self-control. You have to want what Yahweh has offered. Think about that. You have to want it. This is chapter 24, the final chapter of the book of Yeshua, so we'll go through it. This is where he says farewell. Verse 1, Yeshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called the elders of Israel, their leaders, their judges, and their officials, and they presented themselves, 33:20, before Elohim, because the tabernacle was there at the time at Shechem. Now verse 2, which is coming up, you can reference Genesis 11, verse 27, and verse 2. And Yeshua said to all the people, "Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, Your forefathers dwelled on the other side of the river from of old. Okay? From of old. Terach. 8646. The father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other Elohim. That's Terah. He was a pagan and he had idols in his house. And he was from Aram, an Arami. Okay. That's our history. That's where we started out. Verse 3. And you can reference for verse 3, part A, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. And part B, Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 3. Verse 3. And I took your ancestor Abraham from the other side of the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and multiplied his descendants, in other words, his seed line, 2233, and gave him Yitzchak, 3327. Okay? Remember that that's in Genesis. The story of Abraham. Verse 4. Now verse 4, you can reference part A, Genesis chapter 25, verses 24 through 26. Part B, reference Genesis chapter 36, verse 8, and Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 5. And part C, Genesis 46, verses 1 through 7. Verse 4. And I gave to Yitzchak Jacob, that's Jacob, and this is Isaac, Jacob, 3290, and Esau, 6215. And I gave to Esau Mount Seir to possess. That's all he got. But Jacob and his children went down to Mitzrayim, that's Egypt. Verse 5. I sent Moshe and Aharon also, and I smote Mitzrayim, according to that which I did among them, and afterward I brought you forth. Well, verse 5, you can reference Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 1242. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 1242. Verse 6. And I brought your forefathers out of Mitzrayim, and you came to the sea. That would be the Sea of Reeds, okay? And that's where this one miracle occurred. And he parted the Sea of Reeds, and Israel walked over on dry land. Now, chapter 24, verses 6 and 7, you can reference Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 31. Continuing on in verse 6, pardon me. And the Mizraim pursued after your forefathers with chariots and horsemen to the Sea of Reeds, 32:20, and for the sea, and reeds, 54:88. Okay? That's where that occurred. Verse 7, and when they cried out to Yahweh, he put darkness, 39:90, between you and the Mitzri, 4713, that's the Egyptians. Remember the pillar of cloud? And brought the sea upon them and covered them. When the sea came crashing in and killed them all. And your eyes saw what I did in Mizraim, and you dwelled in the wilderness a long time, 40 years. Because they didn't have faith to cross over to the promised land. And that generation had to die out. Verse 8, I brought you into the land of the Emori, those are the Amorites, which dwelled on the other side of the Jordan, and they fought with you. And I gave them into your hand that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Now, verse 8, you can reference Numbers, chapter 21, verses 21 through 35. All of this that he promised them, he brought to pass. Well, he's promised us things too, and he will bring that to pass. Do not lose faith, brothers and sisters. Chapter 24, verse 9. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, 6834, king of Moab, rose up and made war against Israel and sent and called Bileam, the son of Beor, to curse you. And you can reference that verse 9 and 10 from Numbers chapter 22 verses 1 through chapter 24, 25. The whole story. Verse 10, but I would, that's 14, not, 3808, listen to Bileam. Therefore he blessed you. So I delivered you from his hand. Verse 11, you passed over the Jordan and came to Jericho. That's Jericho. Verse 11, you can reference Part A, the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And Part B, Joshua, chapter 6, verses 1 through 21. And the masters, 1167, of Jericho made war against you. The Emori, the Perizzi, the Kenani, the Kitti, the Girgashi and the Kiwi and the Yabusi, and I gave them into your hand. Those are all the ites. The Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. Verse 12. Chapter 24, and you can reference Exodus chapter 23 verse 28 and Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 20. I sent the hornet, 6880, before you, which drove them out from before you, the two kings of the Amori, not with your sword nor your bow. You ever been chased by a swarm of hornets? Oh, yeah. Verse 13. I have given you a land for which you did not labor. It was already built up. and cities which you did not build. They were already built. And you dwell in them, the vineyards and the olive groves which you did not plant, you eat from. These are all the stuff done by the ites that was given to Israel by Yahweh. And verse 13, you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Verse 14, therefore revere Yahweh and serve him completely, 8549, and truly, 571, and put away, in other words, turn aside from, 5493, the Elohim which your forefathers served on the other side of the river and in Mitzrayim and serve Yahweh. Okay? They had pagan idols with them. And they worshiped some of the gods of Egypt while they were there. And that ends Yahweh speaking. And verse 15, if it is displeasing, 7489, to you to serve Yahweh, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the Elohim your forefathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the Elohim of the Amori in whose land you dwell. But I and my household will serve Yahweh. This is what Yahshua finally said to him. I and my house will serve Yahweh. In other words, I don't care what you do. I'm going to serve Yahweh. Well, I'm sort of in that position here now. I can't force the fence sitters to jump off that fence on the side of Yahweh. I can only exhort them to righteousness with these words and the teachings that I'm reading. I can't make them. But I will serve Yahweh. People out there are going to do what they're going to do, regardless of what I say, okay? I try to make a difference because I care. But, as it says in scriptures, if they do not choose the correct path, and they keep on keeping on doing what they're doing, their blood guilt will be on them. Whatever happens to them is on their head. I can only tell them the word, okay? I can do no more. But once they hear it, they can't unhear it, and they have no excuse any longer. There's not going to be any but. Nope. When you stand in front of the throne, you've heard the word. That's it. That's all I can do is be the voice crying in the wilderness. Like John the Baptist. Show fruits worthy of repentance. That's what he told them. And that's what I say to you out there. There's a lot of the faithful that listen because they love the word too, and they like to hear my renditions of it. And I thank you and I bless you for that. I guess you could call them fans or friends, but they're brothers and sisters. And they enjoy all the little extra information that I bring out from all my years of study. And it's a pleasure to me to be able to do that. Because I love my brothers and sisters. And it's really neat that I can share all that I've been blessed with them. Their family. That's a good thing. Verse 16 of chapter 24. And the people answered and said, let it never be, that's all one word, 2486, that we forsake, 5800, Yahweh, to serve other Elohim. Verse 17, because Yahweh, our Elohim, he brought us up and our forefathers from the land of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt. Okay. That's been a long time. This is after the 40-year wandering and after Moshe has perished and been taken by Yahweh. From the house of bondage, because they were slaves there, and did those great signs in our sight and guarded us all the ways in which we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed. Verse 18, and Yahweh drove out from before us all the peoples, the Amori which dwelled in the land. We also will serve Yahweh, for he is our Elohim. Now we're going to get into some prophecy here. This is not me speaking, this is Joshua. Verse 19, and Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve Yahweh, because he is a holy Elohim. He is a jealous El, 410, that's divine being. He will not forgive your transgressions, 6588, nor your sins, 2403. If, the huge word, if, you forsake Yahweh and serve racial aliens, 5236, Elohim, he will turn and do you hurt, 7489, and consume you, 3615. After that he had done you good, 3190, previously. Verse 21. And the people said to Yeshua, no, we will serve Yahweh. Verse 22. And Yeshua said to the people, you are witnesses, 5707, against yourselves, because you have chosen, 977, Yahweh to serve him. Okay. And they said, we witness. They admitted it. We witness. We're witnesses. Verse 23. Now, 6258, that means at this time, put away the racial aliens, Elohim, which are among you, and incline, 5186, your heart to Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Verse 24. The people said to Yeshua, Yahweh our Elohim we will serve, and his voice we will obey. That's 8085. That's literally hear. To hear and obey. Verse 25, so Yahshua made, 5772, literally cut, a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute, 2706, and an ordinance, 4941, in Shechem. 4941 is literally is a judgment. Verse 26, and Yahshua wrote these words in the scroll of the instructions, the Torah of Elohim, and took a great stone. Now, this isn't the Torah of Moshe. This is another writing in this book, okay? And took a great stone and set it up under the terebinth, 427, that was by the sanctuary, 4720, of Yahweh. And Yahshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness, 5713, to us, because it has heard. This is symbolic, okay? Stones don't hear, but this is a symbolism that he's using. It has heard all the words of Yahweh which he spoke to us. It shall be a witness to you, lest, 6435, you deny, 3584, your Elohim. Verse 28. Then Yahshua set off the people, every man to his inheritance. Here we come to verse 29. And you can reference the book of Yashar, that's Jasher, chapter 90, verse 47. Verse 29. And it came to pass after these things that Yahshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died at the age of 110 years. Verse 30, and you can reference the book of Joshua, chapter 19, verses 49 and 50. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serach, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash, 1608, verse 31. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of Yahshua, and all the days of the elders of long, 748, days, 3117, after 310, Yahshua, which had known all the works, 4639, of Yahweh that he had done for Israel. These were all the elders, the old men. They kept serving while they were still alive. Verse 32, and the bones of Yosef, which the children of Israel brought up from Mitzrayim, they buried in Shechem in a plot, 2513, of land, 7704, which Jacob bought from the children of Hamor, 2544, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Yosef. Now, verse 32, you can reference Genesis, chapter 33, verse 19, chapter 50, verses 24 and 25, Exodus, chapter 13, verse 19, the book of John in the New Testament, chapter 4, verse 5, and the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 16. Verse 33, and Eleazar, the son of Aharon, died, and they buried him in a hill of his son, Pinchas, which was given him in the hill country of Ephraim. And that ends the book of Joshua. He warned Israel against apostasy at the end. And they obeyed as long as all these elders were still alive, because they kept admonishing them. We're going to be going into the next book tomorrow, Judges, which is actually, in the Hebrew, is Shofatim, and it shows the downhill slide of Israel and all the grief that cost our people for our disobedience. And again, we are on a downhill slide because of disobedience, and grief is coming upon us for our behavior as a nation that no longer follows Yahweh. Some of us are following, and I praise Yahweh for that. I am very grateful for the remnant that I have been privileged to be a part of. And the association I have been blessed with Eurofolk Radio, which does nothing but teach the word. We have so many on there that are crying out to our people, as I do. Different styles of preaching, different messages, trying to wake people up through the news, and good, solid gospel teachings with David James. Got Pastor Mullet. Got Pastor Visser now. And Eli James, my good and faithful friend. After all these years, Eli is so solid and works so hard. Those who are not close to him really don't know and see the sacrifices he makes. Paul over in Great Britain that takes care of our web stuff. No pay. It's all volunteer. We're all volunteers. And it's very hard on us financially. You never hear me ask for money. I don't give you an address to send money. This is not a business to me. I am called to teach the word. I'm called to preach. I do this out of my love for my brothers and sisters, not for gain. I am not a Judeo-Christian pastor. I don't belong to a 501c3 church. I am a member of the Assemblies of Christian Israel, better known as ACI. We used to be known as the Church of the Restoration of True Israel, but we don't use the term church. And this is all inclusive because it includes the people in North America, Great Britain, France, Denmark, Sweden, Germany, Spain, South Africa, wherever our nations are in dispersion. It's all inclusive of Israelites only. Assembly of Christian Israelites. And there's no sign-up sheet. There's no dues. We may come out soon with a doctrinal statement of the basic tenets of what we believe in, which is Christian identity, to the exclusion of all non-Israelites. We hope people follow the straight and narrow path, but we're not going to be judgmental. That's not what this is about. This is a group to bring together, not scatter. There will be minor doctrinal differences, I am sure. There always is. But the basic thing is, we believe that Yahweh is the divine being, that Yahshua is Israel's Redeemer, and Israel Redeemer only. We are against race mixing. We realize who our enemy is, the children of our enemy, the children of the serpent, the devil, the usurers, the Antichrist, Zionist Jew. We believe that our government has become corrupted, which it has. We believe that we're in the last days and that our Messiah is coming soon. And we act on the faith of that. We keep the feast days. Very important to us to keep the feast. They were given to Israel. They weren't given to the Jews. And basically, we try to fellowship and help one another, which is what Yeshua preached. Love your brother and sister. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love Yahweh above all. Yahweh first, my little credo that I have on my Skype thing. Yahweh first. Anything that comes between you and Yahweh is an idol, and get rid of it. Follow him and obey him and love him with all your heart and all your being, which all the prophets taught. Moshe, Yeshua, all of them. Yeshua Messiah taught that. And that's what the Assembly of Christian Israelites believes in. We trust him. We believe in him. We follow him. And we love one another. That's the main theme. No collection plate, no cathedral, no stained glass windows, no pipe organ, no $1,000 suits on a preacher up there preaching social gospel, no padded pews or carpets, no Cadillac in the parking lot for him. Nah. That's not us. That's them. We teach and preach like Yeshua, our Messiah, did. Out on a rock, at the feast days, out in the woods, we go out and assemble and have great fellowship and great food and Bible studies. And that's what it's all about. We try to teach preparedness, both spiritual and physical, for what's coming, the bad things that are coming. And we will support one another when the tribulation finally hits, when things fall apart. We have to be there for one another. But each one of us must prepare. We must prepare our families spiritually and physically, and ourselves spiritually and physically. Food and water, survival stuff. If you don't need it, it hasn't hurt a thing. If you do need it, you've got it. If you do need it and you don't have it, you're hit. You can't take everybody else's stuff. You need to get your own. You have a responsibility, okay? That's one thing we're big on, is personal responsibility. Get ready. Get your mind ready, get your body ready, and get your spirit ready. Because it's coming. The naysayers can say whatever they want, they can laugh and scoff. But they're going to be caught out in the cold, and their underground bunkers aren't going to help them. Because the earth will fall in on them with the earthquakes in diverse places. Yahweh's wrath is going to be a terrible, terrible thing to behold. And as he has protected Israel in the past, he will protect us again. We have to have faith in him. Don't trust in horses and chariots and men of arms and weapons and all of that. Don't waste your efforts trusting. Well, I have to have 47 guns. Well, you can only shoot one. You know, hey. Yeah, that's it. Now, one round at a time. You need to have good ones and you need to have ammunition for them. Because that's going to be what's scarce. There'll be guns laying all over. There just won't be any bullets. Learn if you got them, learn how to use them. Know them inside and out. Know how to fix them if they break. Get ready. Preparedness. Don't talk about it sitting around with a beer in your hand. Do it. Because you'll run out of beer real quick. The beer's not going to keep you alive. Although it might make it a little more pleasant. But the Bible doesn't speak against drinking. It speaks against drunkenness. Don't be a drunken fool. So if you have a beer, it's not unscriptural. If you have a glass of wine, it's not unscriptural. But if you let alcohol rule your life, it is. Everything in moderation. Work. And I'm pointing at the guy in the mirror here. I work myself to death doing all the stuff that I'm doing here. And don't get enough sleep. And I forget to eat. I'm so busy doing stuff. And I don't take care of myself. Shame on me. And my buddies yell at me, man. Steve, you need to slow down. Well, Yahweh's blessed me with all this energy. For an old man, I do all right. Believe me. We're going to get into the book of Judges. It's going to be a wild ride. That is a great, great set of scriptures. And it's longer by far than the book of Joshua. So it's going to be a real exciting time with the book of Judges. And I'm getting close to the end of the hour here. And I will wish you all Yahweh's blessings. And say Shalom Aleichem, which means peace be unto you, to all my brothers and sisters. And we're going to keep on keeping on with this whole series. I'm going to go through all the books, not necessarily in the order that are in the King James. I'm going to use the Hebrew order, the old order. And when we finish with the Old Testament all the way up through all the prophets in the book of Chronicles and all of that, then we'll go into the New Testament. And that's if I live that long. And that's going to be a wild ride, because I love the New Testament word. So I will say I'll see you tomorrow, beginning with the book of Judges, and may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. Praise Yahweh in all things, and praise Yeshua our Messiah. See you tomorrow.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.